You're welcome back. You're listening to the News at One. Millions of people in Florida are rushing to leave their homes as Hurricane Milton hurtles towards the state's west coast. Milton, a Category 5 storm with winds of up to 270 kilometres per hour, is forecast to make landfall tonight. It could strike near the city of Tampa, whose metropolitan area has a population of more than 3 million people. Lester Holt of NBC News is reporting from Florida.
Mexico is already being pummeled by Milton's heavy rain and intense wind. It's the strongest hurricane formed in the Gulf of Mexico since Rita back in 2005. Its stunning scale, apparent in this view from space.
It's going to be a catastrophic impact potentially across two of the major population centers in Florida.
Even inland cities like Orlando expect to be impacted. Disney and Universal both closing their theme parks early tomorrow. While President Biden today announced he has canceled a planned trip overseas in order to focus on the storm.
This could be the worst storm hit Florida in over a century. And God willing, it won't be, but that's what it's looking like right now.
Here's the view of some Florida residents. Most, but not all, are leaving.
Well, we were ordered to evacuate. And if anybody knows anything about Florida, when you don't evacuate when you're ordered to, you can pretty much die. They've had a lot of people here stay at their homes and they end up drowning, and it's just not worth it. You know, the house can be replaced, the stuff can be replaced, so it's just better to get out of town.
I live by myself. I've done what I can. I'm not capable of boarding anything up or doing anything more than I have. Hopefully I come home, my house is still here, my car is still here, but it is what it is.
We stayed there in Ian, literally watched my roof tear off my house, and it put a turmoil in us. So, this time we're going to be a little safer.
I could have stayed, I could have taken a chance. I know other people in my zone that aren't evacuating, but I thought, well, I just have a little staycation and play it safe and, you know, and hope my house is there when I get back.
Yeah, I saw the evacuation order. I'm in high-rise downtown, so I feel pretty comfortable where I'm at. I got plenty of food and supplies, so I'm just going to stick it out.
Let's go live now to Florida and Phil Ferro, chief meteorologist for the TV station WSVN, which is based in Miami. Phil, thanks so much for talking to us today. What's the latest information on this hurricane?
Rachel, thank you for having me this morning. Indeed, I just received the very latest advisory from the National Hurricane Center. There is a little bit of good news. The hurricane force winds have come down from Category 5 to a Category 4. The winds were up to 270 kilometers per hour. They are now down to 250 kilometers per hour. Not much of a difference. It is still a major hurricane on tap to make landfall somewhere along the west coast of Florida, either late Wednesday evening or early Thursday morning, obviously U.S. time. The system, wherever it makes landfall, it will be a catastrophic event. Millions of people have already evacuated the area. It could make landfall between Tampa and Fort Myers. Hopefully, it will lose a little bit of steam, but a wall of water known as storm surge could be as much as 4 to 5 meters high. So wherever it storms ashore, there will be total devastation. Homes and houses will be ripped off of their foundations. Sand will be piled on kilometers deep. It will be a very devastating event tonight for that entire area. Much of Central Florida, from Tampa through Orlando and into the East Coast, remains under a hurricane warning. Parts south, especially South Florida, Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, the Keys, Naples, they are under a tropical storm warning, which means they're not going to get the direct impact from the system. But all of these large metropolitan areas could still see tropical storm force winds, which could be 50 to 60 kilometers per hour strong, some heavy rain, and even the potential is there for some isolated tornadoes. No storm surge is forecast for the East Coast, for Fort Lauderdale or Miami, but for the Keys, they're looking at least a meter high of storm surge coming across the area. That is the very latest here, Rachel. If you have any questions, I am available.
Thank you so much, Phil. I mean, just looking at this in the round, Florida, we know, is accustomed to hurricanes, and I'm sure you have reported on them many times. But the fear seems to be that this will be the biggest and the most ferocious in a very long time.
Yes, the Tampa area has not seen a major hurricane in over 100 years. Now, while South Florida, for example, after Hurricane Andrew, which devastated parts of the southern end of Miami-Dade County, the building laws were changed. So now that there are stricter construction codes, that does not exist across parts of West Florida, where Tampa is located, or St. Pete, or even Orlando. So the devastation there could be a lot worse if this hurricane makes landfall, indeed, as a Category 3 system.
Is it likely, then, that other areas will be added to the evacuation list over the coming hours?
Well, the thing is, if they haven't evacuated by now, it is going to be almost too late. The evacuation orders were issued Tuesday, and most folks heeded the warning. Now, the situation is that Florida is not a wide state. It's very narrow. It's a long peninsula. So there really isn't that much or areas that you can escape from or escape to from the system. The safest place to be at the moment would probably be Fort Lauderdale or Miami. Much of Central Florida is under a hurricane warning. Parts of Northern Florida under hurricane watches. You would literally have to go to neighboring Georgia, the state of Georgia. Most hotels are completely booked. You have millions of folks escaping the landfall site. The hotels from north to south are already completely packed. And if you haven't evacuated by now, it is going to be an extremely dangerous situation.
Well, let's hope people are heeding the advice. Thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. That was Phil Farrow. He's chief meteorologist for the TV station WSVN, which is based in Miami.